Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From listener supported WNYC Studios, it's This Podcast Has Fleas. Episode 2, Pet Peeves.
Being a dog and talking about it, dog talk.
Hey, everybody! Waffles here with Dog Talk, episode number 2, coming to you from the kitchen. I love the kitchen. So many great smells. The oven smells like cupcakes. The drawer under the sink smells like cleaning products. And this microphone smells like success! And a little like chicken. But mostly like success! Because that's what my first podcast was. Howling success! Folks, I can't believe it. We got a ton of great feedback, or as I like to call it here on Dog Talk, feed bark. Feed bark! I'll give you a moment to finish laughing. Okay, speaking of feed bark, I have to admit I only heard from one fan, but I heard from him 37 times. He's a terrier named Boomer. Here's my favorite of his many messages.
Hey, Waffles. Boomer here. Since you're such a positive pet, I was wondering if you had any pet peeves, like something that bugs you. Also, did you know there's a record for the number of interviews in one podcast? It's 19. Bet you could break it. Your fan, Boomer. Boom!
Boomer, that's both a great question and a great challenge. So get this, I'm gonna mash them up. Yes, listeners, today I plan to set a new podcast record by interviewing 20 animals about their pet peeves. It's gonna be the best second episode of a dog-hosted podcast ever. Huh, was that the cat in the pantry? Hello? Hello?
Go away!
Jones, why are you in the pantry? And why do you smell like tuna?
Too many questions. Get out of here, chocolate chip pancakes.
The name's Waffles. Jones, while I have you here, today I'm interviewing pets about their peeves. You know, the things that annoy them.
You mean like when a dog keeps opening the pantry door?
Exactly. So what do you say? Will you be my first guest?
If I do it, will you go away?
Sure.
Great, let's do this. The thing that I hate the most is baths. All the water and soap. Bye-bye.
Great, short and sweet. I like it. That's one interview down, 19 to go. Sheesh, he really does smell like tuna fish, and it's not good. Oh, speaking of fish, that can be my next interview, Mr. Glub the Goldfish. Folks, that's what we in the podcasting biz call a segue. Dog Talk will be right back.
Live from the litter box.
This is Jones the cat live from the litter box, which I put in the pantry today. Sanitary? No. Smart? Yeah!
Jones?
Oh, I can smell him everywhere. It's so strong.
I'm in hiding, cat lovers. Because remember that pet peeve I just mentioned? It's happening. Today, the mom and dad humans who live here want to give me a bath. Too loud. Let me try again. Much better. See, I made myself some sweet new cologne called Eau de Tuna. A little DIY made from the finest used bird bath water, lovingly mixed in a half-empty can of tuna fish. Oh, de tuna is irrefishable. Meow. Problem is that humans can't stand the smell.
Jones? Come on, where are you?
Oh, yeah, he's here somewhere. I can smell him.
Ugh, me too. This way.
Oh, they want to bathe me. But cats don't need baths. We're like ovens, hot and self-cleaning. But don't worry, cat lovers. I have a plan. Because today, I'm going to get the dog dirtier than me. Then, boom, dog gets the bath and the cat gets the freedom.
Yeah, genius.
Oh, stop that. Okay, once more.
Yeah, genius.
Anyway, I'm gonna stack a bunch of condiments at the bottom of the steps. Then when Muffins races back down, she'll crash into them and get so saucy.
Yeah, genius.
That never gets old.
Now we're back with Dog Talk. Hi, folks. I'm here with Mr. Club, who's having a very hard time coming up with a pet peeve.
Not coming up with Waffles. I'm having trouble narrowing down. You just don't know how much we goldfish deal with on a daily basis. Smudges on the fish tank. Food that sinks straight to the bottom. The great care required to maintain a tiny decorative castle.
Mr. Club, please, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a lot of interviews to do. Can you just kind of tell me about your biggest pet peeve?
Yes. There is no peeve that is peevier to this pet than the peeve that peeves the pet so peevingly.
What's that now?
I don't like it when people don't understand me.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Adieu until the next salutation.
Huh?
Bye.
Right. Yes. Always such a strange encounter with you, Mr. Club.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, look. It's Benny and his gerbil ball. Benny, I'm interviewing animals about their pet peeves. Can you tell me yours?
Well, let's see. Oh, I guess there is one thing I can't stand.
And what's that?
Hamsters.
Hamsters?
Oh, yeah, hamsters are the worst. They're smug and self-centered.
But Benny, I'm sorry. Aren't you basically a hamster?
What? How could you? What? Do I look like a hamster?
Yeah, kind of.
No, I'm a gerbil, Waffles. We're nothing like hamsters. We have manners and empathy and kindness. We don't just prance around all day on our freakishly long legs.
Long legs? Hamsters don't have long
legs.
They're
just so selfish. They're always me, 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 me. I mean, sometimes I wonder if they're actually even rodents. Would a guinea pig be so selfish?
Folks, this might go on for a while, so I think I might just quietly, you know, sneak away. Okay, so here I am, leaving, and I'm walking out of here, and yep, he is still talking. We're out! Phew, okay! Heading downstairs and out to the backyard so I can interview more animals. I'm okay, everybody! Just slipped on a banana peel. Weird, huh? Luckily, someone stacked a bunch of ketchup, mustard, and barbecue sauce here to break my fall. And now my paw is covered in ketchupy goodness. What a great day.
We're back
in the litter box.
Great news, cat lovers. The condiment trap worked. I just turned that dog into a hot dog. Yep, I'm sure gonna relish the sound of her taking a bath. You know, just as soon as the humans catch up to her. Oh, no, wait. She's licking herself clean. No! That's my thing! Uh-oh! Now she's walking away!
Oh, Waffles.
The kid!
Dad, you gotta come in here.
Oh, no. Honey!
Yeah?
I think the dog got into the pantry.
Remind me why we have pets again?
Because we're cute, we're affectionate, and studies have shown we may increase a person's lifespan.
Oh, well, now I guess we have to give Waffles a bath.
Yes!
Yeah, but there's still that tuna smell.
No.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. I'll go find Jones first.
No!
Oh, it's a zoo in here. The kids and the dogs and the...
Oh, why is the dead person so easily persuaded? I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, cat lovers. This is a major setback, but don't despair. It just looks like I'll have to get the dog even dirtier. How does one make mud?
I'm sorry, did you say meow?
Oh, forget it. I'll figure it out. Cat lovers, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't miss me too much. Or do. Love ya.
Meow!
After these human messages,
we'll be right back.
Everybody, Waffles here in the yard, chasing a squirrel, so I can interview her. The bad news is,
she won't stop. The good news is there's so many animals in my backyard. I'm up to 9 interviews. Here, I'll play a few of my favorites. Let's see. Oh, I talked to a rabbit who hates that nobody grows their own vegetables anymore.
Now I gotta order my carrots online. And let me tell you, the Wi-Fi in my burrow, it's very spotty.
I met a dragonfly who can't stand Game of Thrones.
What, just because I'm a dragonfly, I gotta be a fan?
And I bumped into Benny again.
And another thing about hamsters, they eat all the high leaves off of trees.
Yep. That's right. I'm almost halfway to 20 interviews. If only this world would stop! Could you stop?
Leave me alone!
Just tell me your pet peeve!
Okay, fine. It's being chased by a dog.
Yes! See? That wasn't so hard. I did it. 10 interviews down, only 10 more to... Whoa, folks! Incredible news! I just fell into a mud puddle. Didn't even know this thing was here, but I love mud! It's like a sticky ketchup you can roll in.
Ah! Oh, yeah, that's good.
And we're back!
Back in the litter box.
Ha ha! Jackpot! We did it, cat lovers! Almond Croissant is in the mud puddle I made. She's filthy! And instead of licking it off, this time, she's rubbing it in. This calls for a celebratory spritz of Ode Tuna. Ode Tuna is irrefishable. I can't wait to see Mom and Dad's faces when they see that dirty...
Mom, come here. I think I found Jones.
There you are.
What? What? No! Look at the dog! Look at the dog! Meow!
Come on, Jones, meow. Jones, hold still. Meow. Ow! Jones, meow. Don't scratch me. No.
Dave, I found the cat. I'm about to give him his bath.
Great. Do you have his cat conditioner?
Jones, no. Do I need his cat conditioner?
Yeah. That's why we bought it.
But it's all the way in the... Okay, I'll get it.
Oh, cat lovers, this is the worst day in the long storied history of podcasting. My fate is sealed. My bath is nigh. Not even this rubber duck can save me. It's over. I guess all good things come to an end. In my case, a bubbly end with something called conditioner. Wait a second. There's a window. And I'm a cat. I can escape. Ninja jumped to the windowsill.
Cat lovers, I see a skunk down in the yard. New plan. Get skunk to spray dog. Dog gets bath. Cat gets last laugh. I need some action music. Cue the action music!
Onto the roof. Then leap. Onto the tree. And jump. Onto the little girl's trampoline! And hello, gentlemen skunk!
You have startled me, sir. And by the ancient code of the skunk, I am hereby compelled to spray you.
No! Wait! I was hoping you could do me a solid and spray someone else. A dog for me? Possibly?
What? No, I cannot do that. We skunks spray only when we are startled or frightened. We never pee you on cue. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, spraying you.
Wait! Hold your tail, Dr. Skunkington. If I give you a gift, will you help me out?
Never! A skunk's moral code is not for sale.
How about a berry?
You mean like one of those delicious mulberries way up in that tree? The ones I so dearly covet but cannot reach?
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is spray the dog, and I'll bring you so many more berries. A fresh batch every week, like one of those Berry of the Month clubs.
I ask for that every Christmas. Fine. Yes, cat. I shall pee you for you. Just point me to the dog.
Now we're back with Dog Talk.
And every hamster...
Hi, guys. So, great news. I'm now up to 18 interviews. I talked to a gopher, a caterpillar, this guy who called himself a coyote. kinda seemed like a dog to me. The only problem is, Benny's kinda got me cornered again.
They're so great because they're covered in spots. Ooh!
Benny, please! I'm so close to my record!
And they have those long necks, like, wow! Congrats, hamsters! You're tall! Way to go!
Benny! Those are not hamsters!
What?
The spots, the legs, the ability to eat leaves off tall trees. Those are giraffes, man! You're talking about giraffes!
Giraffes? Oh, wow. So all this time, I got some hamsters to apologize to. Goodbye.
Okay, folks, that was what you call a win-win situation. Benny learned a little something, and I can get back to my interviewing. Ooh, and there's a skunk right over there. Interview 19, here I... Oh, right. Forgot the protocol. Greetings, skunk. I am approaching. I mean neither to startle nor frighten you.
Oh, hello there.
I wish you no harm. And request, by the ancient code of the skunk, that you allow me to remain unskunkified.
You may approach.
Oh, great! Because I just wanted to ask if you have any pet peeves.
I will answer your question, but first, I must do this. I'm so sorry.
Okay?
No, I can't do it! But I want that berry.
I don't know what the deal is here.
I won't do it.
Hello?
Yes, I will.
Skunk.
All right. I shall tell you my pet peeve. It's when somebody uses my love of mulberries to get me to abandon my noble principles and spray a dog called Waffles just so she'll have to take a bath.
Wait. What?
Oh, come on, Skunk. You weren't supposed to tell her that.
Jones? What are you... Hang on. The condiments, the mud puddle... Those were traps to get me to take your bath.
Yeah, but you blew it, dog breath.
No, you blew it, Mr. Smelly Tuna Pants. That's right, I said it. Because your plan backfired. The skunk didn't spray me.
Yes, and let the record reflect that. There need be no inquiry from the Board of Skunks.
So, I guess that cat will be taking the bath after all. Now, I just need one more interview.
There you are.
Mom and Dad!
That's it. I am startled. And by the ancient code of the skunk, I must spray.
Why me?
Waffles. No. Oh, she just got skunked. Quick, grab her. Dave, grab her.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Gotcha. Oh. Come on, Waffle. There we go. Time for a special bath. Jenny, I got the dog.
And I got the cat.
Hi again, everybody. So, great news. This special bath sure is special. Get this. Mom and Dad filled the tub with tomato juice. Ah, it's like a watery ketchup you can drink. Also, I no longer smell like a skunk, so that's good, too. Oh, though I do have some not-so-fantastic news. I was one interview short of the record. Sorry, folks. Sorry, Boomer. I let you down. Oh, phone's ringing. Not sure how to use this, but I'll figure it out, I guess.
Entering call from unknown number.
Hey, Waffles, it's Benny.
Benny?
Yeah, I'm across the street with a hamster. His name's Mikey.
Hey, hello, Mikey McDonough. Yeah, how you doing?
I gotta tell you, Waffles, I had hamsters all wrong. This guy's the best. Anyway, I thought maybe Mikey could be your last interview.
Oh, wow. That would be great. So, Mikey, tell our listeners, what is your biggest pet peeve?
I'll tell you, Waffles. Giraffes.
Giraffes?
Oh, yeah. Giraffes are the worst.
Oh, yeah. Giraffes are the worst. I mean, they're so tall.
They think they're something special. It's true. Because they're really tall.
They look at you and they're like, I can't tell you my feelings. Well, share.
Where do I stand?
Woo-hoo! I did it, loyal listeners. I did it. The final pet peeve. One podcast, 20 interviews, a new record. Best second episode ever. Thanks for listening. I'll bark at you real soon. Let's see the cat top that.
Oh, hey there, cat lovers. So the bath was just as bad as I feared, but there was a surprise benefit. that cat conditioner turned my fur silky smooth. Oh, yeah, you can't see me in the mirror, but I promise you, this feline looks a good. I'm just missing one thing. A little spritz of my favorite cologne. Oh, Daytona.
Oh,
Daytona is irresistible. Yeah, woo, who's fresh? You are.
This podcast has fleas, was created and executive produced by Adam Peltzman and Kweli Chanda. Starring Emily Lynn as Waffles, Jay Farrow as Jones the Cat, and Eugene Merman as Benny. Also featuring Alec Baldwin as Mr. Glove. Additional voices by Tony Daniels, Chris Knowings, Teal Wicks, Aiden Jam, and Kylie Fisher. This episode was written by Jim Nolan. Sound design and mix by Nathaniel Reichman. Original music by Paul Buckley. Edited by Keith Rigling. Casting by Melissa Chusett. Recorded and mixed at Rumba Recorders. Our website is thispodcasthasfleas.org. You'll find videos there of cast recordings and a link to a survey we'd love you to check out. This is one of our first kids podcasts, and your feedback will help us figure out what to do next. And help spread the word. Write a review on iTunes. This Podcast Has Fleas was produced by Inner Dog Productions for WNYC Studios.